This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The national unemployment rate was 6.7% in December, down from a pandemic high of nearly 15% in April, if you remember that. Still, though, it's close to double where we were before this thing. So, joblessness varies widely by gender and race. We've talked about that a lot. Also by state, which is where we are going to spend some time today. Unemployment as proxy for how uneven this recovery is. Hawaii is where we go first, an economy based mostly in tourism, of course, one of the highest unemployment rates in the country right now, 10.1%. Again, 6.7% nationally. We got Manu Powers on the phone. She runs a business with her husband in Kona called SeaQuest Hawaii. It does boat tours for snorkeling and seeing manta rays and that sort of thing. Manu, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
This is the standard first question when I talk to a small business owner. How is business?
Business is poor. Business is dramatically decreased, let's put it that way. And I would go so far as to say that's an understatement. And we are operating currently this week at about 5%. And that is definitely not enough to sustain us. It's been a painful year, to say the very least.
Yeah, I'm sure. This question of being able to sustain you have been going through this pandemic now, as the rest of us have, for 10 months. You were, as I understand it, closed for a number of months entirely. How much longer can you keep going?
I would say thanks to, some of the government funding that was made available to us, and we were quick to act on that. We could probably sustain until the fall at this rate. And I think that that's much better than most have fared through this. When we purchased SeaQuest in 2015, the company had 8 employees. And when we shut down in March of 2020, we had 44 employees and business was doing 600% what it had been when we first started. So our business model was based on that growth.
Yeah.
So when business was completely shut down, the model was thrown out the window and it became survival mode. When you've got a town that is entirely dependent upon tourism one way or another, you're looking at a very difficult time for the residents, and hopefully we survive this.
The 35-ish or so people that you've had to lay off or let go, what are they doing now? Do you know?
A lot of them have moved away.
Yeah.
Some of them are hanging in there, living off unemployment, hoping for another stimulus package like we just got, so there'd be an extension of their benefits. But it's tough. Even my husband, he's even taken a side job to kind of support us through this, because of course we had just purchased a home and a mortgage that was equivalent to what our income was at that time. And so now we have to sustain that. We hope to walk out of this with our home and our assets in place. In other words, our boats, the building the boats are in, et cetera. Whether we're able to do that, we'll see.
Yeah. On the topic of you and your husband taking on other jobs, tell me about your reservations person and what it meant to you to be able to hire one. And then I'm going to guess now you don't need that person anymore.
Right. So you're speaking to the reservations person at this time. Whereas right before the pandemic, we had full coverage. And that was a real milestone for us psychologically, emotionally. And so now we're glued to the business again. And that can be really stressful. We have 3 young children. We're high school sweethearts. So I think that we're going to make it. Check back in 6 months. But we have had stress placed on us that we could have never imagined. And so we're trying to stay positive. And that's how we see this. This is an opportunity for us to get back into the business, dig deep, really figure out some new strategies, and then next to diversify. If we learned anything, it's that diversification is critical. And hopefully, should we ever face something like this again, there will be multiple revenue avenues for us to fall back on.
Well, look, best of luck to you. Manu Powers, she and her husband own SeaQuest Hawaii. They're in Kona. Manu, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
It was my pleasure, Kai. Thanks for having me.